לדיון.
Okay, so Reuven was buying this shas that we were discussing this week. He turned to Shimon, who's not selling the shas, but he finds from different shops. He's like an agent, so to speak. He finds and picks up those svarim, in this case the shas, and he delivers them to Reuven, and he just knocks up the price a bit to take for himself. So he bought this set of gemaras we saw last week. Reuven received it, and after learning Gittin, he went on to Kedushin, and in the middle of Kedushin, he found that there was a number of pages missing. Then he said, well, I have to check the rest of the shas. Maybe they've got problems with it as well. And he went through the rest of the shas, and it came out that half the shas has problems with pages missing. So, of course, he wanted to return the item. The but we saw last week, the issue was he had already stamped his name in all the svarim, because that's what he naturally does when you buy a sefer, stamp your name, and therefore he's now returning in a situation where he has damaged a certain amount of those svarim. The ones which weren't missing pages, for sure he's damaged. And even the ones he was missing pages, he's definitely had an effect on it by the fact that he stamped his name. So, we had the Din Torah last week. Was he able to return it because he's not returning it how he received it? And we came to the conclusion, he still can claim Mekach Tos, you sold me something which was not in its proper place, even though I have gone ahead and damaged it, but I damaged it in the normal way, which is expected when you buy a sefer, and therefore I will return that item, even that damaged way, and get all my money back. Okay. Let's now discuss another Din Torah and relate it back to this present Din Torah, and there's an issue which we should have to relate to. Reuven went and borrowed from Shimon $10,000. Came time of payment, and Shimon gave him fresh crispy bills of $10,000, yes, all in bundles. Reuven took that, and that was the end of the story. 2 years later, Reuven phones up Shimon and says, you owe me money. What do you mean I owe you money? Well, remember I lent you $10,000, yes, you lent me $10,000, but I paid you. You didn't. Didn't pay me. You deny that you ever received this money. I did receive this money, but some of the money you gave me was forged.
Can't be true.
It's forged. Not real money. Not real dollar bills. $100 bills. Some of them are not real. What took you so long? What do you wake up after 2 years? So he said, you know what, I took your bundle of money and I put it straight into the safe. I haven't seen it till yesterday when I opened the safe after 2 years. I didn't need it. Took it out, went through it, looked a bit funny. I investigated it and there's forged money here. There's $500 here which is forged. So you owe me another $500. So, Shimon said, no, come bring me the money, let me check. And he checked and he said, you're right, it's forged. And you're right, this is the money I gave you. How do I know? Because I have a special sign on all the money I deal with, and it has this sign. So you're right, I believe you, this is the money you received from me, and you're right, it's forged. And therefore, in theory, I owe you $500. However, I don't owe you $500. Why? Because you didn't come back to me straight away. I don't know where these forged money came from. If you would have returned to me on the day itself, I would have been able to track it and get my money back. But now that you came 2 years later, you damaged me. by not being able to get my $500 back, therefore I don't owe you any money. Now let's go back to the case of last week. The agent, you can return the shas to the agent who sold you the shas. What is this for? It's a dud. And you get your money back because lots of pages are missing. And even though you put your name in, you get your money back, halakhically. However, I got a claim, says the agent, 1.5 years later after buying the shas, you come back to me with the shas. I don't know where I got this shas from now. If you come back to me on the first day, I would know where I bought this shas from. I can't remember where I bought this shas from. I would be able to get my money back. But now that you came back to me 1.5 years later after learning, yes, very nice kissing and the half of Kedushin. But you came back for half on the internet and you caused me damage. Therefore, I've got a claim that I shouldn't have to return you money because you have damaged me by returning the item 1.5 years later. Both cases at the same time, then, if you would have returned it straight away, I would be able to recover my own losses. But now, you returned it 1.5 years, 2 years later in both cases. So therefore you damaged me by coming so late. Therefore I don't owe you because of damages. I've got to claim damages. I owe you money for giving back $500, which is the loan still. And I owe you money, yes, for the not quality shas which I sold to. But you damaged me, and therefore, mikazes. Cuts out. You owe me money, I owe money, I don't owe you money.
What? He's not using logic at all. It's not logic at all. He didn't cause him damage. It was the guy that gave him the counterfeit money.
The damage, his whole plan is a good. He said, because you had a responsibility to check it when I go to. You can't claim that, because all he's saying is, I had to check that. I had a responsibility to check it when I had it in the first place. You can't claim it. You can't have it both ways.
You're saying that is not damage, because he should have checked it himself.
Even if he should have checked it, I have no responsibility to check it for you.
If he said something to check it straight away, then he should have checked it straight away.
And okay. Even if I did, which I don't,
the opposite
it would
case.
Be a grandma at first.
I want to take the opposite side. Money's different. Number one, it's not a mekaf. So we say mekaf toes. Mekaf toes applies forever. This is not a kinyan taking place. There's no acquisition taking place. It's a lending and paying back.
That's not the issue. He never paid $500. The issue is the damage, though. Offset of the damage.
The second thing is that money, meaning a shas, it's reasonable that you're not going to check it for a year or two or five or ten. Money, cash, is expected.
When's
you're going to put it in the bank.
When's the last time you checked?
No, you put it in the bank. You put it in the bank. The bank will tell you.
Put money in
the
bank. For $2,000.
I'm going to spend $10,000
for
my house.
Well, you're not a diamond dealer.
But then you're a diamond. As much as you can check it, then you gave me.
I hear that sign off.
So everyone, it's crushing to them. Everyone, there's something to talk about. Because the main story of Eric is that he should check it. Therefore, okay, damage has to give the money. Well, let us open up the case with a Rambam and explain this. Hayamocha Sirsu. If the mocha, the one who sold you the inferior quality item, was like an agent, an in-between guy. That he buys from this person and then he goes and sells it, that item, over to somebody else. He doesn't keep it for himself. He doesn't keep the mecca by him, the item by him. He didn't know which the item was blemished. The halacha is the agent makes a shvua that he didn't know that it was inferior quality. The yifta and his potter from giving back the money. Because the one who bought it from the agent should check. In this case, he was selling him an ox without teeth. He should have checked the ox without teeth. That's it. Obviously, he should have checked it and given it back before he died. Yes, it's a Matsya Mokharishan, and that would enable the agent to go back to where he got it from. However, though, also, who on the camp? He's an answer. Since he didn't do that, the one that bought from the agent, that buyer loses out. The whole Kiyotzim Zeh, and therefore also all similar scenarios as well. The buyer, even though he's got halachic claim of you sold me inferior quality goods, but if he doesn't check it, and that way it causes damage to the agent that he can't now recover his money from where he got it from, then the agent is off the hook. Now, the Rambam has just gone and said the opposite as everyone else said over here. That the agent, because even though he in theory had to return the money because he sold him for a quantity, but if you, the buyer doesn't return it in time, the agent has a counterclaim that you damaged me, that I can't now recover my money, and therefore I don't need to give you money back.
But there's a
now my question over here, before you ask questions, is that what is the logic behind the Rambam? Before you say it's not the same, but let's understand what the Rambam is saying. Why is it true? The claim, and let's say the Rambam's correct in the actual words he's saying, that he's saying that the agent doesn't need to check. The buyer does need to check. And the buyer doesn't check, and that causes the agent to lose out. Fine. What is that claim? What type of damages is the agent having from the fact that the buyer didn't return it in time? What claim is that? What does it come under that? What category of damages is that?
Claim that it died from a different business.
No, everyone agrees. I sold you an ox without teeth, and because of it, it never ate, and it just died of starvation. He should have checked it to see if it's got teeth, and then he'd be able to give it back before it died, and be able to find also the original seller of the cow to get his back.
But he doesn't.
He can't. The original seller's out of town, disappeared, doesn't know where it is. All different scenarios.
Dead, that's all the original seller's got.
No, because the cow's dead, that's why you only found out late. The cow dying is the reason why you only found out late and not on the day. But if you found on the day, I would be able to chase the original owner.
The cow died on the day. See, it looks like from the
yeah, it looks like. I understand what you're saying. But that's how the Gemara and the previous Rambam says. So therefore, but what is the claim? What is the category of damages which the Rambam says the agent's correct? What type of damages is he claiming?
He killed my cow. That's the damage he's claiming.
No, because he says the words.
What?
So he should have given it back before he died, and then the agent would have been able to give it back to the original seller.
Correct.
It doesn't say you just killed my cow.
No, that's the damage.
No, the damage is I can't now return it.
No, I can now return it. I can now return it is a grandma at best, at worst.
Exactly!
But he killed my cow is not a grandma.
The question everybody asks, what's the rubber? Okay, let's say the buyer was negligent. Yes. And he didn't check it, and that caused the damage that he can't return the item to the original seller. But that's called grandma! Indirect! Indirect, you can't take money away. And even if you take money away, you have to give it back. There's no claim in halacha in Beis Din of when somebody calls you indirect damage, you'll be able to get money from him. So therefore, even if we're saying everything's set up, he's wrong, he's right, and he caused the damage that now he can't get back his own money from because he returned it in the matzim where he can't get it back. But it's grama! Grama, you're not chayev to pay. So why is he saying you do have to pay? Why does he say the agent doesn't have to keep giving the money back? He can keep the money. Why? The agent's only got a claim of grama. That's all the mafashim. All the mafashim asked.
I have the answer.
All the mafashim asked.
Except the Rambam.
Because that's how they learn the Rambam. The Rambam says, a lotion, a few extra words. The type, the Rambam says, the damage is because I can't give it back.
Of course, if I could give it back, there wouldn't be any damage.
Who's got grama to who?
The buyer has indirectly damaged the agent because he returned it. In a situation now that the agent can't chase his own money, that's you damaged me. That's called indirect damage. Indirect damage, you can't get money. That's the Mepharsh of us and the Rabbi. Why does the Rabbi say the agent's right? And he can keep the money. He can't keep money.
More indirect damage to the person who bought the cows.
Yeah, that's not to do with indirect damage, that's to do with the sales never sell. I sold you a chair and you got a table. Sold you a table and a chair, it was never valid. That's nothing to do with the claim that damages, that's a claim. It was never sell the first place, so of course give you the money.
It sounds like the agent is just the middleman who's facilitating the sale really between the...
No, he's not. That's why he says, Lokeach mizem ochel azeh. He actually takes title.
He's saying that, but Mashma, he's just the middleman, and if I can't reconnect you with the guy...
He's not just the middleman. Seriously, Gemara is that he is the not just a connector, like we have nowadays, called agents. Agents in the times with Gemara and Chazal. Seriously means buying from Zer. There. You've got nothing to do with Reuven, you've got Shimon, ladies is the buying and selling.
So the question is, are there some things that you should check, that expect you to check, and other things that are necessary to
check? So what he had, everybody,
so what,
you can see obviously the teeth, the cow.
Yeah, so what's the claim of damages? So what's the claim? Okay,
it's
so
like
you're negligent.
It's like you buy a car,
so you're negligent.
And it doesn't have a front windshield.
Okay.
You saw it didn't have a front windshield.
Okay, so what's the claim? So what's the claim?
It's not Sova
Vakibo. Not Sova Vakibo. Why Sova Vakibo?
I'm sorry, you shouldn't see it.
I didn't see it. Everyone knows you didn't see it. Everyone, I believe you didn't see it. And it died. No one let their cow die if they know that the teeth isn't there. So everyone knows and understands you didn't see it. It didn't see it. Maybe you're silly for not seeing it. Okay, you're silly for not seeing it, but you didn't see it. So you didn't say Sova Vakibo, you didn't say I accept it. For sure you didn't say I accept it. But the claim is, but because you're negligent, you damaged me because you didn't return it. I can't chase, but that's indirect damages.
Say that in some transactions it's incumbent upon the buyer to check as part of the transaction. In other transactions that's not necessarily the fee. It could be a normal process when people buy cows, they are supposed to check them. Maybe that's what's supposed to happen. Whereas in other things, it's not expected. You're not expected to go through the whole tomorrow to check every single paper you buy.
Okay. Eric has given out this one. Let us see if he's correct.
But then it seems
as
the drama aspect.
Yeah. The same type of sod in the kibbutz.
What?
The same type of.
Well, that means it's not mekach tos.
Yes, he's saying. He's saying that the reason why he doesn't get his money back because it's not mekach tos. That's what Eric is saying.
So what is Midah Shvua for?
That's it. That's you didn't realize yourself.
What?
That you, the agent.
Who cares? Sod in the kibbutz, who cares if you
realize yourself? Okay, that's a good point. Why does the agent have to make sure he knew it was a blemish or not blemish? If the buyer is a sovereign kibble, he accepts it, then he accepts it. That's a good point, of time against Eric. So that, let's see, maybe that's the reason why the Sivas doesn't say like Eric. He says a different reason.
Does anybody say my reason?
We'll see. The Sarkloma. You have to say, why is there not Gorma here? Why is it not indirect damage? You have to say. The Hivu. The chiv of the buyer is because given the safsahu shalokamiyat, since the agent is such a person who buys and sells straight away, and everybody knows you're dealing with a guy who is not possible to check. You know that when you're buying from this agent, of course he's not checking anything because he's just bought it from somebody else. It's like inbuilt, understood, at the time when the agent is selling to the buyer, Zil Ayimbei, you go and check it. You know I don't check things. That's my business not to check things. I just buy and sell. Therefore, you go and check. You check whether there's teeth, and I'm relying on you. I'm relying on you to check. Because you know well that I don't check, so therefore if there's going to be problems and allows me to go back to my seller, I'm relying on you when you buy that you're going to check. What does that mean? Therefore that comes under a different partial, that my claim is damages, but not indirect damages. It comes under the claim of Gami, not Gromo, which is indirect, which you're potter on, but Gami, which is indirect, which you're chayv on, where it says there's a type of category that even a type of indirect damage where you are chayv in the Gemara. The classic case in the Gemara is I go to the money changer and I say, is this good money? Because Reuben just given this to me and I have to accept it as payment, and based on your analysis of it, I'm going to release him from a debt. Is it good? I'm relying on you. Says the money changer, it's good. And it ends up being wrong. Says the Gemara and Halachim Shulchan Aruch involved over there that the money changer has to pay for the damages he caused. Why it's indirect? No, because he said, I'm relying on you. I'm relying on you, and it, therefore I'm releasing him because of your advice. That's called Gami, which you hire. Says the receiver, that's what's going on over here. An agent sells the item and he says, you know I can't check any of my items. I'm just buying and selling. You have to check. You don't check. I'm relying you to check straight away. In order that I can return the item, if you don't check, then you, and you, therefore I can't return the item. Therefore it's Gami. You have caused me damage which I'm relying you to protect me from. So therefore you're chayev. That is the shat, says the Sivas in the Rambam.
According to the Sivas, the Rambam is only talking about a case where the buyer knows he's a sarsur?
Yes. Therefore comes out that the din of the Rambam is only applicable when the buyer knows he's dealing with an agent. Therefore he knows that the guy hasn't checked anything, he's just buying and selling. He knows the guy he's dealing with doesn't check his items. So then the halakha of the Rambam applies. So, therefore, let us analyze this in respect to our cases. The case of the Shas, the Gemara, the agent he knew is an agent. That's why he phoned him up. He can go to the shop himself. He goes through the agent and pays a bit extra in order, because he wants to save him the hassle. He knows that he buys from here, buys from here, buys from there. He knows he's dealing with an agent. He knows that the goods that he's buying, in this case the Gemara, hasn't been checked by agents, because that's the nature of agents. Buy and sell, that's it. Everything is in sealed boxes. He just bought it from the shop and he put it into the shop. He doesn't check it himself. Open the oven, check it. Not his wages. He's really a delivery boy. That's his whole job. Yeah. And therefore, the agent is basically saying to the buyer, I'm relying on you to check that the goods which I've supplied are the correct goods. And if you don't check, and that causes me that I can't recover my money, then that's called you've damaged me with Gami, and therefore I don't need to pay you the money. That's how it should come out in the case of our agents with the shas. Let us now analyze it in respect to the payment of the money. Do we say the same thing over there? That when Shimon gave him the $10,000 back, Reuven should check straight away. Do we say that?
You know, the key factor here is Shahaya Alokeach Litko. Nobody checks their money and nobody checks their shas.
So that's silly. You
what?
Get an item that you buy, you're supposed to check.
No, you're not. Yes. Nobody expects you to check a shas.
So you don't want to check.
No, how
you buy an item, thing you normally do when you buy items is to check whether it's good and it's working order.
For obvious errors. But a shas means they have to spend.
What errors could be in the shop? In a safer, when you buy a safer, what errors could be? What could be the problems of the safer?
Missing pages.
Okay. So therefore, when you're buying from somebody you know hasn't checked the goods, so you know that this shas that you're buying from this Reuven hasn't checked it. So therefore, it's incumbent on you to check the obvious mistakes that could be. One of the obvious mistakes that could be in the sefer when you buy something.
An obvious mistake
is
I have to go through an awful lot of looking.
One of the mistakes which can be in the sefer, like you just told me yourself, is missing pages to check. And you know that's what he's telling you. Because he doesn't check anything.
But nobody goes through a whole shas to check. It'll take hours.
That's when you're buying from the shop itself, because there's no need. Because even, if 20 years later I found there's a problem, I can go back to him. But if I'm going to an agent, the agent is saying to him straight away that I haven't checked this. You have to check it. Otherwise, it's going to cause me damages.
I have to check it for things that are nearly lying.
Could be, and you said it
no,
could be.
No, not could be. Things that are nearly lying.
No, but they're lying. I don't lie to you. This is a wonderful paper because it's got good front cover, everybody. I don't know what's inside it. Yeah, that means it's perfect. No, when you buy a safer, the problems with a safer are never the front cover.
But you don't go through every page. People don't do that.
People don't do it because they buy from the shop. But you're buying for the agent. No. The agent is saying, check.
From the shop, they could also be.
No, because 20 years later, you can always return.
The shop will be gone 20 years later.
No.
That's not wise, I assume a safer is normal.
I don't have to worry. If I find it today, or I find it next week, or I find it next year, I can always go back.
I think the key word is in Finnish.
It's not feasible to go through a whole
shop.
Yes, it is.
Well,
over time, you can check. You can definitely check through it. Open it. You can definitely go through it like this. You can see white pages straight away. You can see white pages. You can see white pages. You can see white pages. White blank pages. You can see. And if it's white pages, you agree to me. So you agree to me on white pages. Here is white pages.
I don't.
I disagree on both, but you agree on white pages.
No.
We're running out of time. Okay. We're running out of time. You agree with me on the white pages? Agree. No, even one. Try it. I've got a few so on. You can come to my house and check for the white pages. You can see. Doesn't have to sit there. Just look. Within a week, you would have checked it. It's fine. Now, says the Shut Nachma Beket Nachma Beketsev. He says like this. Lo Omer HaRambam Velokach Misafsa Velo Bodit Achayas Mrs. Ashar Alokeya. When does the Rambam say that it's the problem of the buyer and not the agent? And Dafka Kashemes HaShor, like you pointed out. It's Dafka, like you pointed out. It's only when, the Rambam says, when the animal dies. But why? What's the logic? Why only the dying one? But if it's the same item as you received it, and it's in its inferior quality, the same item, it's still alive, the cow. It's got no teeth. It's still alive. And the Shabbin, the Rak Ovazman, all that's happened is now it's a year later. Then he can give it back to the agent, even though the agent can't chase the guy that he got it from, because it's a year later. Why? What's the difference? What's the logic behind the Nifadakasim? He's saying the Rambam is dafka. Yes, the damages is because the agent can't find and go back to the original owner. Correct, that's the damage. But you can only claim that damage if the animal actually dies. But the animal is the same as he got it. No teeth. He has to give back the money, even though he's now damaged. And even though the damage is caused by the buyer not checking it for a year. What's the logic behind it? What's the logic behind it?
It's not how significant the damage was. It's significant enough to cause a death that he should have noticed. But if it's more minor, then it wouldn't cause a death, then it's okay. Then it's like white pages versus double pages. I mean, it's reasonable or not reasonable.
He might be able to return it.
So it says he stresses, even although of his mano and he can't return it. Even though time has passed and he still can't return it. But you have to give your money back and you have to, as an agent, to suffer the loss. What's the difference?
Because even if you say as a same responsibility to check it,
nevertheless, he did fail in something, and it turned out not to be that something. So if he can give it back to him, he's still entitled to the money back. If he can't give it back to him, he's not giving anything back to him. Solving something wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Correct. That was always true. But it was a cancer time. You damaged me. I owe you money. You owe me money. Yeah.
That's the secondary thing. First of all, can give him back what he sold you. This is faulty.
Fine, and then you owe me money for damages. So you give it back to me. That's what we said up to now. So what's the difference?
Because he's not giving him anything back. He's not giving him back what he gave to him. He's not even getting what he gave to him.
So why should that make a difference? In the halakha of damages, which we define according to the Sivas, that the damage is, I'm relying on you to be able to return the item. I'm still relying on you. You took a year and a half to check it.
If you say he's damaged, what is he damaged? He has caused this thing to die and to no longer be what it was. His negligence has now caused this thing further damage. That is, he's dead. That's not the way it works.
But how does that affect the svara and logic of the Sivas?
Svar means instead of Brahma? Brahma instead of Bar Mitzvah?
What's the difference? If I'm relying on you to check, and you didn't check, and you took a year and a half, that's got me in not being able to return to the original item. What's the difference if it's a died or it's the same item? Everything, you didn't check. I relied on you to check. Yes, he does, because why he's dead? Because he has no teeth. Like we saw last week, it's because of you. Even if it's dead, you still have to owe me money. You sold an animal without teeth.
Doesn't the Torah say you can return it when it is ka'ein, the way it was?
That's when you steal this halakha, you steal something, you give it back as it is.
But that doesn't apply here.
This is damages.
Bidin dead is garmi. That's automatic. Damage.
No, we define the damage as not because it's dead. We define the damage as because you're turning it late and I can't get
it.
And
now we're redefining it.
And I can't. Yeah.
You said that would have been Brahma and this is Garmi.
So you're right and you're wrong. You're right that we're redefining the Rambam. And you're right that we're saying that there must be another Peshat not like the Nesivas. Because if you go like the Nesivas, there's no Torah in the world to make a difference between death and not death. The damage is, you didn't return it in time, and I now can't return myself. Therefore, it's dead, not dead, not gonna return. Therefore, the Nitzvah that gets him is saying, this Torah must be that he holds of another logic. What's the other logic? So the other logic in the Rambam is explained by Rav Itzhak Zalman Meltzer, the father-in-law of Aaron Kotler. Yeah, says like this: no, the Rambam is not saying that you owe the agent has a claim of damages. He's not saying that, because if he's right, there's no difference. Dead, not dead. What is he saying? The Rambam is saying a chiddush in halachas of returning blemished items. When can you return an item which is blemished? That's only in a situation where you were not negligent in making it further blemished or causing him damages. In that way, if you weren't negligent in the item being further damaged, then you can return the item as is. It's the same item you gave me, so I give it back to you. But if you didn't check it, and because you didn't check it when you should check it, that it actually now changes from a different item from what you received, it's now a dead item, then you have no right to claim your money back for the dud sale. Because really, what's he saying? Every sale's a good sale. Even when it's blemished, it's a good sale. Special kiddush of the Torah, that if it's got a blemish, you can get your money back. When does that apply? When it's the same item and you weren't negligent, or a different item, or wasn't negligence involved in making it a different item. But if you were negligent in making it a different item, then we take your now rights of a claim money back. So if it's died, and you should have checked it before it died, now you can't claim your money back. Not a halacha in
damages. The halacha in the sales never is a valid sale in such a case.
He said, "Look, if you know, all right, a short. The short, once it's dead, even if the guy would, like, if it's still alive, the guy could take it back and you could shut it or use it for whatever period it's still there. But once it's dead, you have nothing to do with the dead short. But a Gemara, I'm saying,
Gemara,
that also, if you use it in the middle, the guy can take it back, it's pretty much the same shape.
Yeah, but it's still changed. If the logic that we're saying now, this is Zalman, as soon as it's not exactly the same item, you've lost your rights. Not exactly the same item, and because of you it's not the same item, you've lost your rights now. So therefore, let us now analyze and finish off like this, because we're running out of time. That, in respect to the sefer, it's not the same item. So therefore, whether you hold like the Nesivus, whether you hold like the Mikra B'Kesef, this is Zalman Meltzer's explanation, you can't get your money back from the agent, either because you've damaged the agent, or because you have no rights now to claim Mekotas, because you should have checked it. You should have checked it.
Mr. Zalman says he did it because he did something negligent.
Negligent to check it. You should check it. And you've
that's the negligence
it.
That I didn't check,
check
it?
Yes. Yeah. So therefore, in respect to the Gemara, it fits in wherever you learn like this. He was a little bit against it, Mr. Zalman. Doesn't matter. It's not the same item as you received. And therefore, you now can't get your money back from that agent. Because you should have checked it when you bought it from the agent. But in respect to the loan, what we say, I agree that I owe you still $500 because I didn't give you $500. It was just forged money. So it's not a halacha in Mekatos. When does this halacha apply that you can't get your money back? According to Rabbi Zalman, is that you sold me an item and it's blemished, I can get my money back. But that's if it's a sale. But if it's I paid you and it ends up being I didn't pay you, then of course you have to pay me again. Because the whole logic of Rabbi Zalman is that the sale's good and you've got a right to get your money back, and then you lose your right if you're negligent. But in the payment of a debt, you owe me 500, then you still owe me 500. There's no halachas in getting released from a debt because you're negligent. There's no such thing. That's a special halacha in sales. And therefore, Sai according to the Nesivus, and Sai according to the Nechba B'Kesef, in such a case, you would be have to pay. Why? Why according to the Nesivus? Because as everyone pointed out, I've still got the receivers by the money because you damaged me, yes? So now I can't give the money back because you took so long, that's good enough. Why does the receivers not apply by the money? You already explained why this is Alma Mesa doesn't pay by the money because it's not a sale, it's a loan. But why does the receivers not apply? Because the receivers claim was you damaged me. Also by the money you damaged me. The answer is everyone pointed out. This whole halach of the Rambam only applies when you're dealing with an agent where you know that he doesn't check things, therefore I'm supposed to check, he's relying on me. But you're dealing with an individual like here, Shimon. Shimon is not an agent. He had fresh dollar bills from wherever he got it from, but he's not an agent. Therefore, I would expect him, wherever he got his money from, like everyone said, to check, check. You get something, you check. Like Eric said at the beginning of this year, you check. You can't claim, if I can't, don't check. Then you can't, then and you don't check, you're the first court of call for making a mistake. So therefore, even according to the receivers, where it's not a din and mekatos, just living damages, here also you can't claim damages, because damages is only a claim when you're dealing with an agent, not when you're dealing with another person. Therefore, we have finished.
That's only because he admitted that it was the money that he got?
Yes.
He wasn't. If he didn't admit it.
Yes, that's because he recognized. That's your question.
Oh, yeah.